The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and on Talk of the Town, we like to talk about what's going on in Colonial Beach, fun things to do, things to see in and around the town. And today on Talk of the Town, I have with me John DeAndre.
Good morning.
And Brian Boyd.
Good morning, Ted.
Of the Boyd DeAndre Group. You guys are accountants, among other things. You've got several businesses going here in Colonial Beach since you arrived just a couple of years ago, I guess. You're originally from the Manassas area, Brian?
Our first office was opened in Manassas. Then we opened a second office in Warrenton, and then we eventually opened our third office here in Colonial Beach.
And what brought you here?
I've been coming to Colonial Beach for years. I was born and raised in Kentucky. I moved to Northern Virginia in 1988. In 89, I started coming to Colonial Beach. Absolutely loved it. Came down here every weekend, spent time, did things. And then when my wife and I got married, we started coming here more often, and we decided this is the place we wanted to retire to and spend out the rest of our years. So we rented a house down here for a while, and she fell in love with it, and then we eventually bought a house in town, and that's kind of the way we started.
And so you bought a house before you brought any of your businesses here?
That is correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And John, did it take much convincing from Brian to get you to come down here as well?
Well, I'd probably say about 8 minutes.
Okay.
So I came down and visited Brian in our new office down here. I was still in the Manassas location. And when I came down, saw the area, I realized this was the place to be. So we subsequently found a home, bought it, and Brian and I both now work down here.
And do you still have the other offices?
We do. We go back and forth to our different locations, but our main stay is here in Colonial Beach.
Right. Okay. And so your accounting firm is on Colonial Avenue, right?
Correct.
What's the address?
420A.
Okay. And that's originally, so soon after you opened that business, right next door for a little while, for about a minute, you opened up the game room thing. What brought on, well, number one, why? Well, you're an accountant. Why game room?
Well, you know, we loved Colonial Beach. We wanted to grow with the area. So the space came open next door to us. And I told John, I said, you know, we got to put something in there. And we had no idea what. So,
but it wasn't your space, right?
It was not our space. We do rent it.
Okay.
So I went on to Colonial Beach News and I said, you know, what would you like to see in town? Of course, everybody said Mexican restaurant. Everybody said, you know, movie theaters and everything. But one of the things that stood out was a game room. And so we kind of pursued the idea and started checking around. And we didn't want a video game room. We wanted something that was more of our style.
Right.
You know, we wanted the 60s, 70s, pinball, the old video games.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, exactly. And so we started looking around to see exactly what equipment we could get, what would be available, what would we fit in. Because that was a very small space and in the middle of COVID.
Mm.
So to keep them 6 feet apart and do everything that we had to do to stay within regulations, you know, we couldn't have many games. So we got a Miss Pac-Man, we got a Galaga, we got a pool table, we got dart boards, things of that nature. And it just took off like a rocket ship.
Really?
And it was just absolutely fantastic. And we hired a couple employees to come in and oversee it. We was mainly open in the evenings. It done really, really well, and people wanted us to expand. So the opportunity came up where we're at now, up at Euclid, next to Peddler's Market at 501 Euclid, and we were able to quadruple our space. So now we have pinball machines, Black Knight, Sopranos, NBA. We have video games. We have a big hunt. It's actually a shooting game. We have Galaga. We have Miss Pac-Man. We have Mortal Kombat. We have a bowling game. Our newest additions are some motorcycle racing games. They're interactive.
You ride on them.
Yeah.
And you can race each other, so they're connected.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then we have the old Daytona, the Sega Daytona games that are separate, a couple of those. We have a cruising game.
Yeah.
And then just a couple months ago, we was able to add some candy claw games and some plush animal games and things like that. So, you know, the space is full. And then, of course, a few months ago, we had our haunted house that we added in the back section of the building. We ran that for a couple months. And we have our escape rooms. We have two escape rooms that we run constantly. You can go online at www.colonialbeachgames.com and register and sign up for the escape rooms. One is an old 50s-60s diner that you have to figure out what happened to everybody. And the other one right now is called the morgue. And we change those out, you know, periodically, about every 4, 5, 6 months. We do change the clues in them very often to where it's a new and exciting experience every time you come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the escape room thing, where did that idea come from?
I've always been a beach person. Nice sandy beaches. My kids are just river rats, and they like to swim all the time. But every time you go to a beach town, the escape rooms are a big thing. And so we go to Myrtle Beach, we go to Virginia Beach, we go to, you know, to Orlando, Daytona Beach, the escape rooms. We always did escape rooms. And so one of the things I was saying was, what don't this town have? What can be interactive? What can people get involved in? What is the family activity that, you know, the mother, the father, the kids, or the grandmothers can come in and do? And so John and I sat back and we talked and we figured out what do we want to do. So we figured out the game rooms and or the escape rooms. And then we tried to figure out how to put the clues together. What should it be? And we have a whole list of things we want to do coming up to keep on changing them out. But it was mainly to be interactive, to have things to do on rainy days, do things at night when you can't go to the beach, kind of a nightlife type thing. And when we put those in, we also added the free popcorn, the nachos and cheese, and we do all kinds of beverages, non-alcoholic beverages and things like that. And we never charge for our popcorn. We also sell some old-time candy and crystal candy and things of that nature that's kind of old school. And it's just been a big hit.
That's great. I'm pleased and that you've done well with it. And it sounds like you're having fun with it. I mean, John, you mentioned that you're the pinball fan. So do you like going out kind of hunting for new games to buy?
We both do, actually, yeah. We've been talking, and I don't know if we should say it now, but we were thinking about a skee ball machine.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty popular amongst all age groups.
Yeah. And a very beachy arcade
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, correct. But just to expand a little bit about what Brian was saying, we and what you just said, we are excited. What we found was, and this is the very interesting part, is we'll have a family come in and a young child, let's say 5, 6 years old, who's never seen an old-fashioned arcade machine, like a Miss Pac-Man,
mm-hmm.
or a pinball machine. And they come in and their parents will say, hey, do you want to play this game? So they get the little stool for them so they can stand up to see the screen. And they start to play, and all I see is wide-eyed children enjoying something they've never done before. And that was probably one of our biggest concerns that Brian and I had. We wanted this to be family friendly. We wanted the child, the teenager, the young adult to grandparents to be able to have something for them. And I think we've accomplished that. And it's kind of neat to see how much fun they're having.
Now, if I were doing exactly what you've done already, I'd be worried that the kids, especially the younger kids, would not be interested in an old-fashioned arcade game because they've got video games yeah. from the moment they can work their hands practically now. You know, they've got phones with games on them and they've got computers and they've got Nintendo, well, I don't even know what the PlayStation, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, every home probably has, you know, a video game console of some sort.
Right.
And the kids are playing that at home constantly. I would have been worried, well, what's going to get these people out of the house to play something they can do perfectly fine at home?
That's exactly what we were scared of, too, at first. But we have so many games at so many different levels. I mean, these kids love these motorcycle games. They love the Daytona racing games, the Easy Cruise games. You know, mom and dad's over playing pool. You know, we have a guy that comes in every week that brings his son to teach him how to play pool.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, so it became family oriented. And if mom and dad's playing one thing, the kids over here playing something else. You know, the claw machines are a big hit with the kids. They love to get the free candy out. You know, and the candy claw machine is play until you win. So you're going to get a piece of candy somehow, some way. You know, so they love that, to be able to have that. We also have the Hershey ice cream, the novelty bars that we sell as well. So, you know, they can sit down. We have tables. They can sit and relax. You know, we have free tables on the games. We have tick on the tables. We have tic-tac-toe. We have, what is it?
Jenga.
And,
oh, fun.
And different games like that, that, you know, they don't have to sit there and play the entire time. They can have family time at the
family
table.
Family time.
To sit and have their popcorn or have their nachos and have a soda or we have Gatorade or, you know, all the other things that the kids will drink. Not necessarily all sugary drinks. But they can sit down as a family and play tic-tac-toe, or they can play Jenga, or they can play, you know, we got the old Cracker Barrel games on the tables. You know, something that they don't have to spend all their money on the games and come in and spend time together. And that's what we want to do is to bring families together.
Nice.
You know, there's not a lot of things, family-oriented things to do here. And that's what we wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really funny because this has turned into a big thing of birthday parties. We had a family reunion.
Yep.
We had a retirement party. We've had several things that people come in and... You know, we do hot dogs, or we order pizza for them or whatever, but they can sit and all play games and get together and have their cake. You know, they include escape rooms in it. So there's a lot for a lot of people to do. We had a 30, I think, not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know, the games were all played, the escape rooms going, everybody just having a blast. And, of course, if you get out of the escape rooms, we have a big banner on the wall. They can take their picture, say, I really made it out. signs that they can hold. So, you know, it becomes not only family-oriented, but... employees and coworker oriented and team building and things like that. And then they get recognition for it at the end.
So I guess you do get groups renting out the whole place at times?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay, okay. I could see that being a popular thing, especially since you've got more than just the pinball games where people can do a variety of different things.
Yes, it's become very, very popular. I mean, kids, we had 3-year-old party all the way up to, I think, 18-year-old party, not counting the retirement and the reunions and things like that.
And I can see now where the appeal is that you've got something for all ages.
Yes, correct.
And so that's a neat thing. And now you're going to grow it even some more. So the latest, you said you used to order in pizza for people or whatever they wanted. Now you're going to provide food in-house.
We have the Colonial Beach Games and Soda Fountain getting ready to open probably very soon by the time you hear this. We're under construction now. We're very close. We've pretty well got a menu done up now. And we're going back to the same 60s, 70s type diner. We'll have a lunch counter. We'll have the, you know, appetizers, you know, from,
Is that a sample menu you brought?
It actually is.
You should preface what you're about to show or what you're about to say. We're keeping all this in the fun motif. Okay.
Right.
We decided to come up with neat, interesting names for our menu.
Okay.
Right,
Brian? So, you know, we have all kinds of appetizers. We have onion rings, we have mozzarella sticks, nachos, jalapeno poppers, loaded fries, corn fritters, chili and stuff. But you don't just come in and order onion rings. We're going back to the old days. It's the Barman Bailey rings. It's the Mamma Mia mozzarella sticks, the Speedy Gonzales jalapeno peppers, the Henry Fonda loaded fries, the Tony Curtis corn fritters. Everything we have on our menu, from the burgers to the hot dogs, which will be regular and footlongs, all kinds of sandwiches and subs, from grilled cheese to ham clubs, turkey clubs, roast beef. So we have the Andy Warhol, the Dick Cavett, the Frank Sinatra, the Three Stooges, the Dustin Hoffman, all trying to keep with that theme of the 60s, 70s, of what was popular back then.
And who's coming up with these names?
John came up with all the names.
I'd like to take credit for that, yes.
You guys are just having a lot of fun with this.
I can really tell.
It's a little out of your wheelhouse of accounting, isn't it?
Well,
I do have a background in restaurants. I managed restaurants for years. I was district manager for Burger King. I've also managed TGI Fridays, several other high-end restaurants. So, you know, before I got in, I was an accountant right out of college. Got tired of that. And started doing some other things. And now kind of going back to it because it's a lot of fun. You can make a lot of people happy if you give them the right food to eat. You know, we're going to have pizza. We're going to have wings. You know, we're going to have dinners. We're going to have blue plate specials. The biggest thing is our hand-dipped ice cream. You know, we're going to do milkshakes and sundaes and things like that. We have chocolate chip cookies and peanut butter cookies and things like that. I mean, it's just going to have a variety of everything. If you want to come in and have dessert, come in and have dessert.
Is this going to look like an old-fashioned soda fountain
place? We're not going to disclose the motif on it.
Okay.
But the whole thing is going to be a 60s, 70s type style, atmosphere. Yeah. With all the old 60s, 70s type decor.
Okay, so the chrome and the Formica.
Yes. As best we can
right.
to do that in today's environment.
Right.
A lot of that stuff is no longer available. But we are calling it a soda fountain and diner.
Okay.
So it's going to have, we're probably going to be putting in a jukebox. Nice. For the folks to come in and play. Again, we're going along the fun. We just didn't want to put a diner in or a restaurant in. We wanted to make it to where they come in, people can come in, say, wow, hey, I remember that news article on the wall. I remember that Elvis Presley photo.
Okay.
Things like that. We want it to be fun for everybody.
I have a suggestion, though. No jukebox. Just play the radio station.
Can they call in request?
We actually do that. We actually do that when we can. I meant to mention, have you been into the Coldwell Banker Elite office, like on a Friday night art walk? They actually have
the art walk, a
counter.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have a counter because that was apparently a soda fountain place at the time, and they left it there. It's been there ever since. Mm. It's a shame that you couldn't have bought that from them or something.
It'd be nice because we're having one custom built, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
To go into its place with the bar stools and everything.
I'm sure it's going to look fantastic. You can do a lot. This is nearly ready. And by the time this airs in a couple of weeks, late January, you're hoping to have either just opened the doors or about to open the doors.
That is correct.
So where, if people are hearing this and they're excited at the prospect, what's the best place to find out when you've opened?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
So, and we have a number of followers, so we're hoping that the word can start to spread through that.
Mm-hmm. So just search for Colonial Beach Games on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And then there is a website, actually.
There is a website. Yeah.
ColonialBeachGames.com.
Okay.
And we'll keep everything posted and up to date. We'll keep everybody abreast of what's going on. You know, our start dates, we'll do a real soft opening, bring everybody in. But, the whole idea is they can come in, they can eat, they can have something small as an appetizer or something large as a dinner. They can just come in for dessert and then go out and play the games. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is to have an evening of fun with the family.
So this is in the back section.
That is correct.
So folks will walk through the arcade to get to the
food correct.
And then come back out if they want to play games.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, our phone number is 804-410-2009. And if anybody's not had a Coney Island, you got to come in just for that. It's a foot long hot dog, which I'm not telling you what we put on it.
And actually, that brings to mind, I know that currently for the game room, your hours are listed as, what is it?
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
right
now.
And Thursday and Friday, you're like 1 to, no, it's
Saturday
like 9.
Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 9. Yeah. Thursday and Friday is 4 to 9.
4 to 9, right.
But so that all changes once the restaurant opens.
That was my next question. Yes.
We'll be extending our hours. Our goal is, and we don't know how soon we'll be able to do it, but our goal is to have a breakfast buffet on Saturday and Sunday mornings, to have an additional place to go have breakfast and kind of a serve-yourself type thing.
Mm-hmm. And then, but for sure, lunch and dinner then.
Yes.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You'll be opening everything, at like 11 or something like that. And what days, is it still Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No, by then we'll probably go Tuesday. We'll only be closed on Mondays at that point.
Okay.
But we'll be open full time.
Ambitious stuff. And
we have a great bunch of people to work for us.
We do.
Some of these people have been with us since we started with the first location. We've added some additional ones on. But they're a great bunch. They're great customer service. They know how to take care of people. They're fun to be with. They work with you through the escape rooms. They work through you with the games. And they'll also be working the diner and soda fountain as well. So that's going to make a great time of the interactions that they have.
Great. That is awesome. And it sounds like a yet another fun addition to the town. You guys are obviously having a lot of fun kind of coming up with new things to do.
Yep.
You said you moved here to retire. It doesn't sound like retirement is exactly imminent for you guys.
I caught that too. Saying that.
With these things, you don't make a lot of money, so you really can't retire. But, it's something we wanted to do to be a part of the town, to give something back to what they've done. When we opened the bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service about a year and a half ago. The town really supported us coming in. You know, we don't just do bookkeeping, accounting, and tax. We also do, you know, printing. We do faxing and things like that. And the town has really stopped by. You know, we're very reasonable in what we do. And so we want to give something back to the town that we're, they could enjoy as much as we enjoy them coming in to see us.
Nice, nice. Any other ideas boiling in the back of your heads?
If we can find space, we have a couple more ideas.
Do you?
Yes.
It sounds like you guys, it's just a constant churning in your heads of, oh, wouldn't it be cool to do this? And wouldn't it be cool to do that? You're quite the entrepreneurs.
We sit in the office and we talk back and forth. And we say, well, I wonder if we could do this. Where could we put this at? You know, maybe we need to do this. And talking about blue plate specials and new games and different places to put something new in. It's a lot of fun. We don't get a lot of work done, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, there's an old expression, if you, what is it, find a job you love and never work a day in your life.
Yeah,
so correct.
You guys are working your way into that.
We are.
We're trying to.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Wonderful. John and Brian, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that perhaps you wanted to get across in this little chat?
No, I think you've covered just about everything. So we're just, if I could just summarize this, we're very appreciative of the folks here in Colonial Beach. They're very receptive to what we offer them at the game room. They're very receptive on our Facebook page. They help share the word out when we make our posts. We recently did a 12 Days of Christmas theme through Facebook.
Which went over really, really well.
Which went over extremely well, where each day I would post a new day that talked about something within the business, within the arcade. And I kept prefacing by saying, you're going to have to wait till day 12. It's going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away. So people were building up this anticipation of what was coming. And on day 12 of the 12 Days of Christmas, which I did backwards, the 12th day, which was on Christmas Day, we let everybody know that a 60s-style diner is coming in. So we're just very appreciative of the people in this town.
You know, when we first came into town, one of the first things we did was get on WWR radio. And it's been a great success for us. We want to support the town, just like the town has supported us. You know, we were asked to add gift cards this year for Christmas, and we did. So now we have gift cards available for the diner that you can give as a birthday gift, a Christmas gift, or whatever. It'll be good for the diner or the game room. Doesn't make any difference. So, you know, we're continuing to grow, to get new ideas. If you have an idea, please let us know, because we're always looking for something. But we are, like John said, we're very appreciative of the town and how they've supported us. And we hope this is going to be a great success as well.
You guys have brought some fun energy into Colonial Beach, and I think we all appreciate it. John and Brian, thank you very much for coming into our studios today.
Well, we appreciate you having us.
Thank you very much.